This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بكت عيني بكت عيني بكت عيني على ذنبي وما لاقيت من كربي فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب.
Ibn al-Qayyim also mentions, when he talks about the wisdom of the creation of shaitan, that it is important to understand how shaitan gets to us. Just to briefly summarize some of the main things. Obviously, of the simple tactics of shaitan is the tactic to cause us to forget, to cause us to neglect. And this is, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that if shaitan succeeds, we are not held accountable. If we forget something, so of the tactics of shaitan is he causes us to not think about our timing of salah. We don't realize it's time to pray. We don't realize, for example, we can sometimes oversleep even though we wanted to wake up. Shaitan might help us in extending that sleep. We don't wake up at all. Anytime this happens, it is from shaitan. Once in the lifetime of the Prophet, he overslept Fajr. It is a wisdom of Allah. If Allah had wanted to, he would never have overslept Fajr. And he overslept Fajr because it was the battle the day before and the army was tired. They went to sleep late at night. He stationed Bilal to wake them up for Fajr, and Bilal himself fell asleep and the whole army overslept Fajr. Their excuse, by the way, was jihad the previous day. Their excuse wasn't watching a film the previous day. It was doing jihad the previous day. So if there is any excuse, then that is that excuse. The Prophet woke up and said, this is an area where shaitan so and so is. We will move somewhere else. And he blamed it on shaitan. So shaitan kind of sort of helped them persist in that sleep, or it caused them to forget. In Surah Al-Kahf, وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَذْكُرَ. That shaitan caused me to forget. So that tactic of shaitan, even though it is effective in the sense that we don't do the good deed, we will not be held accountable and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook and forgive. Of course, the main tactic of shaitan is waswasa, and that is to whisper. Waswasa means to whisper. And the waswasa of shaitan, it is to implant in our hearts an idea that should not be there. And this is a very, very evil tactic. Think about it. Our hearts are pure. We don't want to disobey Allah. Our hearts have been created to worship Allah. وَلَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We want to pray, we want to enjoy religiosity. But shaitan comes and he throws something into our heart. And he causes us to think about something we never thought about doing. And he continues to persist in trying to push us to commit a sin. How evil is that? We won't even want to commit the sin. And this is generally the case, my dear brothers and sisters, when an evil thought comes and the thought even surprises us. Like, where did that come from? How am I thinking this? A'udhu billah. You yourself are disgusted by what you think you are thinking, but you think you are thinking it. It is not you who is thinking. It is shaitan who threw it into you. And that is why the existence of shaitan actually makes us realize that alhamdulillah, our hearts, inshaAllah, generally they're pure. And so we blame shaitan for the bulk of our evil. Isn't this a wisdom from Allah? When Yusuf alayhi salam, what happened, happened, and he was saved at the end. What did he say? مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. It was shaitan who caused my brothers to do what they did. What a beautiful wisdom. And Ibn Qayyim mentions this, that we blame shaitan for the evil. It's not my brother who did this. Shaitan caused him to do it. What a beautiful tactic. That you blame shaitan because he's worthy of being blamed. He is the one who did it. Then your anger is not at your Muslim brother. Your anger is not at somebody who did something. It's at shaitan who whispered them, who did the waswasa. And so because of that, your hearts can be pure towards your Muslim brothers and sisters. And you can blame shaitan. Oh, shaitan caused them to say that. Shaitan caused them to slip. Shaitan caused them to backbite. They wouldn't do it otherwise. And in fact, most of the time, this is the case. And that is why it is of the greatest wisdoms of the existence of shaitan that we blame him for the evil and not mankind.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الربِّ.